Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's for bro on the bench, coast to coast in the biggest way possible. Hanging out the bad seat, the broken day, the bad apple with a bad attitude. Hanging out bad out of bad day, bad love, bad new, bad breath, bad attitude, bad bunch. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Perella Palace. Right across the river and through the woods from where Granny loves a couple one-e bats at a Mount Hood Magic Hybrid in New York City. Big apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, the Brandon Travis, a kind of fashion shake, and I'm but all my friends come up, flat to party up, rats on the west side, bebbs of town, with a mess, tides of tatter, my brain splattered all over Manhattan, shadooby shake, it's only rock and roll, but I lucky, yes I do, but I lucky, yeah, yeah. Hey, what's gigging? I'm Pharrell, along with your boy Carver High this afternoon. Mafia is winning it with Hayden Fried, LTN, and Kansas City Mahoma, of the world champion Chiefs. It's smarter to be on more of that Sports Grid. All right, let's do it. Birthday roll call on a thrashing Thursday. Ramondre Stevenson, 25. Jamal Murray, 26. D'Angelo Russell, D'Lo, 27. Andrew Wiggins, 28. He got a big game tonight against the Lakers. Stephon Matteau, the son of the former NHL winger, 29. EJ Gaines, 31. Daquan Bowers, 33. Jared Mayo, 37. Brandon Pettigrew, 38. Andre Ward, 39. Charles Thoma, 42. Pat Barnes, 48. Greg Hill, 51. Rondell White, 51. Steve Stricker, 56. Bobby Bonilla, the big 6-0. Ed Too Tall Jones, legend, 72. Freddie Biletnikoff, Hall of Famer, badass, 80. Tom Osborne, legend, 86. Happy birthday. Yeah, happy birthday. Yeah. Number 2, Alabama beat South Carolina last night in Columbia. And no one cared. 78-76 in overtime. The only thing they were talking about was Brandon Miller. He had 41 points and the game-winning layup. We all know the story now. The star player's attorney says Miller didn't know the gun in the murder case would be used, and it wasn't his gun. I love how everyone's painting the picture like this guy's the Christian of the year. And the lawyer, he's done nothing at all ever. The athletic director, the coach, he's a great kid. Wrong place, wrong time. We're going to play him, and we have to play him because that's why we win, is because we have him, and he's going into the NBA soon. They're saying top five pick. He didn't do anything at all except, you know, he brought the gun to the guy that killed the chick that was pregnant. I mean, you know, that's not doing anything at all. I mean, he didn't do anything. He's the greatest guy ever. Glad they were able to get him on the phone to, you know, get the gun and bring it down to kill her. I mean, I'm glad they got that all straightened out. And that doesn't matter, though. He never touched it. It was wrapped in, like, baby Jesus in swaddling clothing in a manger. He brought it in the back of the car. Guy reached in, got the gun, killed the chick. And then Brandon drove off to Pizza Hut. So he didn't do anything wrong at all, you know, except, you know, I mean, unless you think like bringing the gun to the guy that killed the pregnant chick was like a bad thing. Like everyone that has any brains at all. How do you live with yourself? You brought the gun to the guy so he could murder the chick. I hope you sleep well at night, Brandon. Oh my God, the way they're treating this guy like he's a newborn baby. It's so embarrassing. Alabama, it's just literally, it's laughable. Number 18, UConn beat Providence. BC upset Virginia. We got everything for you. Notre Dame losing to North Carolina, 63-59. Clemson hammered Cuse at Little John. Kentucky all over Florida in Gainesville, 82-74. St. John's beat Georgetown. Wisconsin, Whiskey over Iowa, 64-32. And Boise beat New Mexico in Boise, 8277. We welcome our radio affiliates, Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in San Diego, near Tijuana. Of course, Sports Byline USA, Sirius XM Channel 159, our partners on satellite radio. We got your odds to win the national title. We got all of tonight's games, and there's tons of them. Michigan and Rutgers at the rack, Utah's hosting UCLA, Penn State and Ohio State, Memphis is at Wichita, USC at Rado in Boulder, Washington's at Cal, Pacific at St. Mary's to get whacked, Long Beach and Santa Barbara, the Gaucho, San Diego at the Zags in Spokane, Washington State, Stanford, Portland and the Dons in the city, Riverside in Hawaii, get it all on C2C. We'll break it all down. Mike DeCourcy will join us. Honda Classic going on right now in Haro's backyard down in Jupiter, Florida. Odds to win the LIV Golf first event of the year. We got that going on. It starts in Mexico and more golf news. Plus, Quinn Snyder, the top candidate for the Hawks job in Atlanta. They also considered, allegedly, Ime Udoka. What an idea. Let's bring the guy in that sleeps with everyone's wife in the office. Let's bring him in for an interview. Maybe he could, maybe when I'm done interviewing him for the head coaching job, he can sleep with my wife. No? Not a good idea? What about all the chicks that work in the front office if he ends up, tapping them? Do you think that'll be a problem with anybody? Because Ime's got Ron Jeremy status now. No, move on. Hold on. Move on. Get up. Go move. Get out of this now. That's what they're telling me in New York. Carver High's bringing out the towel. We got everything for you. NBA's back tonight. Coaches pick. Lion's share. We'll bring in James Young to dance. Every game in the NBA. I'm literally horny for the NBA being back. Today in Carver High history, we're going to do it. Adam Kaplan's on. Hockey, the Islanders win again. They may never lose another game. Lots of games tonight in the NHL, including Calgary and Vegas, Boston and Seattle. We're going to talk baseball and a beer. It's Coast to Coast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, Carver High, quite a scene last night with Brandon Miller going off in that game in Columbia. They were giving him the business, the crowd, lock him up, the chance, but he was unnerved and unmoved by any of their shouting and screaming and vulgarities. He went off in the game and had 41. He's their best player. We already knew that. The thing that amazes me about the whole thing is two things, all right? Because I don't know anything. Let's not act like I'm some kind of like insider here on what's going on down in Tuscaloosa. A, this thing happened like 5 or 6 weeks ago. It did not happen this week, okay? It happened 6 weeks ago. This is, frankly, old news. Now all of a sudden people care that this kid's playing? Like, what happened in the last 6 weeks? Secondly, I think that my problem is, two, is that I have been to understand that in Alabama, anyone can carry a gun with no permit. I mean, what is next? Children with a 9 Glock in their lunch bag? I mean, honestly, no one has to have a permit to carry a gun in the state of Alabama. Now that, if that is true, that is backward assed. And then three, no one at all, I've seen no one other than people trying to pretend like they care about this woman that was pregnant that was murdered. No one cares about her, that she's dead and got shot dead. No one at all. No one talks about her. They just want to talk about Brandon having 41 and the game-winning layup. And the athletic director who made the decision with the coach to let him play, 6 weeks later, I don't think it matters if he plays. I really don't. But I have a problem with everything else.
Well, they've known for 6 weeks his participation in the event, if you want to call it that. The public, of course, didn't know until 2 days ago that he was involved to the extent that he has been. Now, the lawyer, you mentioned at the top, the statement. basically trying to show everybody. Because that headline, when me and you did it on Tuesday, I mean, it was like, the headline was, he brought him the gun, and it was his gun, and that's it. So the lawyer yesterday did all the trying to clean that up, saying, well, hold on now. It wasn't his gun. Miles put the gun in the back seat, didn't tell him. He left, and then Miles told him to come back, and he got his gun out of the back seat. So apparently it was never Miller's gun. It was just in his car. He had no idea it was there. So that's where they're starting to try to paint this thing.
Is that like when people get pulled over and they say, this ounce of blow isn't mine. I have no idea how that got here.
Correct.
And this ounce of weed isn't mine. And these pills aren't mine either, even though it's in my bloodstream. I mean, none of this is mine.
Right. So that's why, I guess, Alabama and Nate Oates felt he did nothing wrong going with the testimony. The testimony of the law enforcement was there was nothing to charge him with. He didn't commit a crime. So that's why that was their testimony, because he never got out of the car. He claims it wasn't his gun. So that's why he's really...
How do you feel how do you feel about the law that anyone can have a gun in Alabama without a permit? Now, because for me, it's like, here, I just have one word. Deliverance. I mean, what is happening here?
I'm really not a fan. You know, I don't want to get political with it. I'm not a big. That's a little too much. That's too much for me. That's just if that's the case. I don't know the gun laws like you in Alabama. I'm not sure what it is, but
you don't need a permit.
Doesn't make a lot of sense.
To have a gun on you, you can carry a gun in Alabama with no permit. That's the dumbest thing I've heard in 5 years.
So last night they play this game against South Carolina, and I guess leading up to the game, the theory was, well, there's going to be off the court distractions. Alabama's going to not show up. Now it seemed to me, Scotty, that everybody was distracted except Brandon Miller. He didn't look distracted to me because he dropped 41, including the game-winning bucket on ESPN.
Miller guarded by Gigi, two of the most highly touted freshmen in the country this year. Miller with three. Miller to the rim. Miller with the left hand!
Listen, I don't want to glorify him, but he is a great player. His off-court activities and shenanigans aside is a disaster. Obviously, it's a disaster. And his on-court is NBA. He's going to the NBA, okay? He's a great player. And you know what? He has to live with it. He has to live with it that his buddy stashed a gun in his car, got the gun, because he was driving a car, got the gun, and he killed a woman that was pregnant. They all have to live with it. Darius Miles is going to jail for 25 to 50. He's done. So that's the last I'll ever see of him. And I highly doubt old Brandon's going to stop by the state pen very often for a visit. You know, once he makes $190 million in the NBA in his first 5 years.
Let's hear from Nate Oates, because his comments when this first came out on Tuesday.
Where'd they find this idiot?
Where, let's be honest here. He acted like, you know, I used this analogy yesterday. I mean, he acted like the kids went into the bookstore and took a couple books. Like, that's like kind of how he made out, like, the entire thing. Here he is saying that his initial comments were probably a little off base after the story came out. Here's Nate Oates.
Quite a game, but before we get into the game, just want to address yesterday's press conference and my response to the Brandon Miller question. I'm not here to make excuses, but I want to make it clear that I didn't have the details from the hearing that morning since I was coming straight from practice.
Oh, I didn't have the details.
I used the poor choice of words, making it appear like I wasn't taking this tragic situation seriously, which we have throughout the course of it. I sincerely apologize for that. I know Greg shared some information earlier today on the situation.
I
don't really have anything more to add other than what he's already shared. So.
Okay, like, you know what? He reminds me of, let's just be honest, like, there's some really smart coaches like Coach Young, and then there's some really dumb gym rats like this guy. Like, I played for a few dumb coaches in my day, and I've seen dumb coaches before, and he's one of them. Like, honestly, there's no backtracking from how stupid you were on Tuesday. I mean, you're an idiot, and let's just get that right out there, and then we'll all feel better about ourselves. Nate is a gym rat, dumb coach who doesn't know how to handle litigious matters or anything of any significance whatsoever that's complicated. Like, Nate's the last guy you want to be, you know, taking the SAT for you, okay? Nate's not exactly going to law school. Nate's a gym rat coach. That's what he is. And you know what he knows how to do? He somehow convinced that brother to come play in Tuscaloosa that scores 40 a clip and gonna get him to the Final Four. That's what Nate knows how to do. He knows how to lie to Brandon's mama and tell her how he's gonna give her everything. She's gonna get it all. He's gonna go to the NBA, make a ton of money, and he's gonna live in a really big house. He's good at that. That's the BS meter. Nate's a BSer. And he knows how to coach. That's it. He has no other skills in life. I think he probably knows how to drive.
We always love, I didn't have all the details. That you didn't have all the details? What do you mean you didn't have all the details? That's just an awful job by Nate Oates.
A disaster. It was a disaster. Awful. You're a moron.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Get a risk-free bet up to $1,000 at BetMGM if you use the bonus code COAST2COAST. It's pretty simple. Coast, the number two, and coast. Coast to coast is the code. $1,000 risk-free bet at BetMGM. You're styling and good to go. We continue on with college rack. Anybody else murder anyone, Carver High?
Thank God, no. No, nobody else did do that. Let's get to the rest of the games from last night. Pretty gutless effort by Providence at UConn. They lose 87-69. It was close for a little while, and then UConn basically didn't miss a shot the entire second half and ended up winning the game by 18. That was brutal. Number six, Virginia, Scotty, on the road at Chestnut Hill. They were laying 9.5, and they lose outright on ACC Regional Sports Networks. Here we go.
To midcourt, Zachary. He holds on to it. It's all over. Court storm of time at Chestnut Hill.
What a game by Boston College. And look at that atmosphere, Bob. What a game. What a win for Earl Brennan and his Boston College program.
So I had a really good night betting and documented. Mafia knows. Pharrell on a bench. Everyone knows. But that was one game I was ripping tickets. And I got to tell you, to lose by 15 to that hack-ass bunch, I mean, they are terrible. That is a terrible team. Flat-out terrible. And to lose by 15 there was clearly what we refer to here as a paycheck game, even though they don't get paid, allegedly. All I know is they did not go there, Mike, to win a basketball game. They went there to lay down and take the night off. I mean, they didn't play at all against Boston College, and they're an anemic team. I cannot fathom that they lost by 15 there. They're awful. Boston College is just absolute landfill trash.
Yeah, I mean, they just – it's one of those nights where when they get down by 10 or something, like, it's just hard for them because they're so anemic offensively. They just – they don't – they need to play from ahead. You know, they need to lean on you and that –
How are you the number six team in the country then? Yeah. How can you be ranked that high and lose to a team that badly that is that bad? Explain that to me. That makes no sense to me at all. A team that's in the top 5, 6, 10 in the country cannot lose to a hack team. I don't care where they play the game, and not just lose by 15. They did not show up to play basketball. They took the night off.
Number one, Houston. They keep rolling through the American 89-59. They beat Tulane, the cover. North Carolina, Scotty, the struggle with Notre Dame. We went through the schedule the other day, and this was one of the games we were like, all right, they should win this one. They sure tried their hardest to lose it. I watched the whole second half, and they just squeaked it out. 63-59, they beat the Irish.
They're going to get in.
South Bend.
They're going to get in with their 18 wins. They're pathetic. You know why? Because they have a lifetime deal with the NCAA to not only get into every single NCAA tournament, but to play in Greensboro. Lifetime deal.
Clemson hammered Syracuse 91-73. Kentucky continues to play better basketball. Three in a row now for them. They win in Gainesville 82-74. They're third in the SEC right now. They've actually three good wins in a row for Cal and the crew. St. John's beat Georgetown 79-70. Wisconsin.
Can I say one
beat
thing?
Iowa.
Time out. I got
yes,
five left.
You can say one thing. You got
I still
five
got five left.
Left.
You need a TO, baby.
Sure.
Here's the deal. Toppin's little brother is a badass. My man is not only dunking left and right, but he can shoot threes. And he gets like offensive rebounds. He had a massive offensive rebound putback basket with under a minute to go in that game that just closed the door. This kid Toppin, and you know, all they talk about is Tshiebwe, right? He had a very physical, violent game as well. But I thought the difference maker was Toppin.
Wisconsin, good win for them over Iowa, 64-52. They need everyone that they can get. And late night, Scotty, I was very proud of Boise State. Down at the half to New Mexico, jumped on them live at halftime, and they come back with the 82-77 win against New Mexico. I know they didn't cover the 5.5 or the 6.5, but at least they did get me the halftime money line wager. So nice
I had two bets last night that were fantastic, and you know what they are. Fordham on the money line, minus -130. Winning that game on the road by a bucket, 71-69, that was enormous. And then Southern Illinois laying the 6.5 against Northern Iowa, that was a huge win. And I'm tripping on the Fordham game. Who did they play on the road? It was
Loyola. They played Loyola
at
Chicago.
The Ramblers in Loyola. Chicago. Yeah. Here's to Sister Jean. Okay, take that one to the bank. Go light a candle, Sister Jean, and pray to God, because the Fordham Rams with the late win and cover, and not only that, Carver High, not only that, the Lady Rams with a buzzer beater last night at Rose Hill in the boogie down.
Wow. Fordham basketball is back. On both sides. Fordham is
60
back.
60 grand
it's
a year,
nice
son.
To see.
Go play at Fordham.
That's it.
That's where
that's it.
Fordham Kenny went. My man Fordham Kenny played there.
Odds to win the national title here for the top 16 teams, Scotty. There it is. Houston is 6-1. Alabama 8-1. Kansas 9-1. UCLA now down to 12-1. Purdue is 9. Hey, you want that Virginia ticket at 25-1 after watching them lose to Boston College last night? You're ready to jump in on them?
Scratch them off.
Scratch them off the list. Let's get to tonight. We have action, and it will start in Champaign, where Northwestern, who has been on a heater, now ranked, going to take on the Fighting Illini, and they're getting 5.5 here tonight in this game. 136.5 is the total. The old unranked home team favored over a ranked team situation here once again.
You know what? I'm middle on this one. Illinois ekes out a win. Northwestern covers.
The Wildcats getting involved. Next I have for you, we'll stay in the Big Ten. Michigan visits the rack tonight to take on Rutgers. And I know you've seen the standings in the Big Ten, Scotty. Like, 2 through 10 is separated by, like, one game. I mean, everybody's got basically the same record in conference. Michigan and Rutgers are two of those teams that are jumbled together in that mix. Is that a little heavy, though, for Rutgers here at home tonight against Michigan?
Listen, I think, as you know, I'm a Big Ten guy, and I think the conference is as good as ever, and it's just always intense. I think the Big Ten and the Big 12 are the deal in college basketball, and that's all there is to it. I like Rutgers in the hostile environment at the Rack in Piscataway. A Thursday night. Now, remember, here's a tip for the parents. Thursday nights are alcoholism night in college campuses everywhere. Every kid at that game will be inebriated, and they will be loud, obnoxious, surly, and profane. I give Michigan no chance at the Rack. I'm on Rutgers, and I'm laying. Let's go.
And they get loaded up at all those food trucks, too, right outside. Like you got to go hit those food trucks, and then they get loaded up at the bar. Yeah, everybody's ready to rock. UCLA visits Utah tonight. UCLA road favorites, -7.5. 130.5 is the total.
You know, I respect Utah at the least that, you know, I think they're like 7 games over .500, something like that. But this is a different animal altogether that they're dealing with. I'm sorry. I cannot go there. At the very least, money line UCLA, I'm willing to lay the 7.5. I think they're 10, 12 points better than Utah if they're hungover.
Next, let me give you the first rack here. Penn State visits Ohio State tonight. Ohio State been absolutely awful, but they are favored against the Nittany Lions. Memphis and Wichita State tonight in the American. USC visits Colorado. They're catching a couple of points. Washington is at Cal. Pacific visits St. Mary's. The heavy lumber game tonight with the 18.5 for the Gales.
Well, the Gales are going to spank that ass, we like to call it. Spank that ass. Game tonight at Moraga. And Washington's going to win at Cal. They're awful. I mean, they are homeless awful. USC wins in Boulder outright. And I think Memphis wins in Wichita outright. And I think Ohio State finally wins a game, but their season's over. They're so bad, they won't even be invited to the NIT.
They will not even be invited to the NIT. And that's how bad they are this year. They've got like 2 wins in conference, Ohio State. They have been absolutely pathetic. All right, I'm going to save the rest of them for later on after you talk to Mike DeCourcy, because I got so many Big West games, and we love the Big West so much on Coast to Coast. And I want
I'm betting
be
on a bunch of those.
I want to be able to give it the ample amount of time that it deserves.
Thank you.
You talk to Mike DeCourcy, we will talk about Long Beach State and the Gauchos tonight and Riverside making the long flight out to the islands against Hawaii. That's where all the action is,
out on the west side, son.
I love those Big West games. You get the WCC and the Big West on Thursday nights. So both conferences are in action. It's great.
Mountain West, it's all happening. Yeah. I mean, there's just tons of games. I love it. It's way better. And it's good for Carver and Lisi, the late night radio. You get all those good games.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The legendary Mike DeCourcy is back on Coast to Coast on Sports Grid TV on a Thursday, joining us. Mike, I want to start with the Alabama story from two angles. One, you have them as the number one seed in the South. And I just wonder the stress. Obviously, the kid wasn't stressed out last night when he put 41 on South Carolina in Columbia. He must like the pressure. And I just want to know how you feel it's going to go for them and him in the tournament with the media, because they're going to turn it into a fiasco at every single stop, everywhere they play, every time they play, before the game, after the game, and as they get further along, because they're a very good team. If they go on a deep run, it's going to get more intensified, I think, each day. And then I'd like to feel your assessment of how it was handled by Alabama, the athletic director, and Oates. I've already said Nate didn't come across as a very smart fella this week.
Well, I think it was handled atrociously. And to the degree to which it was atrocious is somewhat dependent on the meaning of Oates's words. For instance, on the day that they had the court hearing relative to the murder charges against the former Alabama player, then he was still an active Alabama player when this incident occurred, Darius Miles, and the person who allegedly did the actual shooting. On the day that hearing was held, Nate Oates told the public, told the media, that he was aware of the situation. Now, in saying that, I don't think it's ever been clarified whether he was aware of the testimony or the information that his star player, Brandon Miller, had ferried the gun to Darius Miles at Miles's request on that night. I don't know whether he was aware of that, but even if he weren't, it still was abysmally handled. The assertion that it was college guys doing stuff, that was just horrendous. Wrong place, ridiculous. Wrong time, just inexcusable, because none of that is true. Right. I've covered college athletics for four decades, and there's the college guys doing college guy stuff is, you know, a bunch of football players go to a bar and they run into a bunch of guys who think they're tougher than football players, and something right. happens, and maybe it's a fight that turns that maybe gets the cops and maybe gets somebody put in the hospital, get stitches or whatever. That's college guys doing not great college guy stuff.
Right.
This isn't anywhere in the area code. This isn't in the state. And so to say what he said, I think is indefensible. And if indeed Alabama has been aware of at least some of this information, if not all, since the night of the shooting in mid-January, then the fact that he wasn't better prepared to handle a question about it, they probably should have been proactive, to be honest with you, if they were aware of some degree of Miles's presence, excuse me, of Miller's presence, they should have been able to handle this better. And I don't think there's any question in my mind that Brandon Miller should have received some discipline from the program to show that they were taking it seriously, not necessarily to put him in the category of the other two young men, but certainly to show that the program took his presence and the other player as well, their presence at the scene, although uninvolved in the actual activity, they were there, and this is something that I don't think a program should be countenancing.
You know, I can't, I've already expressed this on the show, that I can't figure out the lack of, from my end, the lack of anything about the girl. She was murdered, pregnant. It's just a devastating story, but no one talks about her. All they talk about is Brandon Miller and going to the NBA and should he be playing, and he didn't do anything. He just drove the car where the gun was in the back seat, and Darius got it, gave it to the guy. He killed her. At some level, I have a problem with, and I could be wrong, I don't know, but I've been under the impression that in Alabama, you don't need a permit to carry a gun. That's absurdity to me. That's maybe the most backward-ass thing I've ever heard in my life. No wonder this country's got mass shootings. If you just let anybody run around with a gun, what's next? Grade school kids bringing a 9 Glock in their lunchbox. And literally we've seen that happen too. And then I have a massive problem with that. I have a massive problem with the lack of anything about the girl that was murdered. And all we talk about is should he be playing and how Nate butchered the presser, and that they think they have it all figured out the way they've handled it, and they don't care what the media thinks. And I think they look like fools. I think they look like, frankly, backward-ass fools. All of them. The athletic director, Nate Oates. I already said I think Nate Oates today is stupid. I said there's some coaches that are really smart. He's a gym rat coach, in my opinion. Anyone that would say the things that he said clearly is not smart enough to say the right things.
Yeah, I think that the way it was handled is abysmal. He did say during that statement, the I guess it was Tuesday now, the statement he made on Tuesday, the response to the question that they had, that they prayed for the young woman and that sort of thing. I agree with you. I don't understand how the response of so much of America to the amount of gun crime that we have is fewer gun laws or more permissive gun laws. I don't understand that at all, and I never will. But irrespective of that, I you know, why do we talk about whether Brandon Miller plays or not plays? Because we write about sports and we talk about sports. That's what we do. So his presence on the floor for, you know, that was the lead of the column that I wrote. Alabama has, prior to last night, when I wrote the column on Tuesday, Alabama had played 27 basketball games, and Brandon Miller had played in 27 basketball games, which meant he faced no public punishment for his presence in that circumstance. And I don't think that's adequate.
Do you feel that anyone, like I come from this side of the river. If you're involved in any capacity with the, you called it ferrying, which is a great word, the transportation of that gun to the hands of the person that murdered her, in my world where I come from, you're part of the scene. You're part of the picture. You're part of the crime. You were involved in it. You brought a gun to someone that killed this girl. I just do not understand for the life of me how he's facing nothing. And then the lawyer writes it off like he had nothing to do with it at all. Like he was off saving lives and donating money on Ash Wednesday and getting his ash on his forehead and lighting candles at the church and cooking baked cookies with old ladies and helping them bring their groceries home from the store. I'm sick of hearing about how he had nothing to do with this. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Well, I know that there were some who looked at the attorney's statement as mitigating what had occurred. And to me, it was, with the exception of the, and I didn't report this because I didn't have anything on it, but there had been some suggestion that he and the other player who were uninvolved in the shooting had used their automobiles to block the path of this particular vehicle that had taken the shots. I never wrote that, and I didn't, and I don't necessarily know that, you know, I had no nothing to affirm that. So I didn't write it. And then the attorney said that didn't happen. That's the one thing that came out of the attorney's statement that was lessening to the concern about Brandon Miller's involvement. But everything else basically acknowledged, especially the fact that he acknowledged he had received the text from Darius Miles that requested the presence of his gun at that location, and that he had eventually driven the car to the location. Whether he reached into the back seat and got the gun out or whether Darius did it himself, doesn't matter. He brought it there. So, and again, I'm what I will say is that my initial suspicion, and I've never said this, but my initial suspicion relative to the absence of a charge against him was that they are looking at him as a cooperating witness. And the attorney and the athletic department have both said that they are cooperating. So no one has said that that's why he's not being charged, but I think that his cooperation is certainly helping him.
So who is getting charged?
Darius Miles, and I don't remember the other person's name. He was a non-player. He was not a member of the basketball
team.
The
shooter.
That is alleged to have done the shooting, yes.
Unbelievable. And she was pregnant and dead, and they barely
know if she was pregnant, but she was already a mother.
She had
a young son.
Fair enough. And so, like I said, I'm not at all privy to this inside the story and know all the facts of, like, her having a kid. You're right. She had a kid. She was not pregnant. She had a kid. She had a small child. And she's dead now, got murdered, and now that child is motherless. I know that. And no one's talking about that. They don't care about that. They just want to talk about Brandon's game-winning shot, which I think is embarrassing. It's absolutely embarrassing. In fact, we played the clip on this show, and that also is embarrassing. We're glorifying this kid. Not only that, we're talking about him being a top five NBA pick. He's going to make hundreds of millions of dollars in the NBA. All of it makes me sick to my stomach. Mike, who is the team's on your bubble that are in trouble for the NCAA tournament. Because the last time I had you on here, I was telling you all of your West Virginias and communist picks for the tournament were unsatisfactory. So tell me who's in trouble.
Well, North Carolina is certainly in trouble. North Carolina went to Notre Dame last night, played a Notre Dame team that is really struggling and struggled last night. And yet barely won the game. They won the game because Armando Bacot scored multiple baskets down the stretch off offensive rebounds. Because they were, right. certainly weren't working super hard to get it to them. They were not good last night, and they squeezed out a win against one of the poorer teams in their league. They still have games at home against Duke and Virginia. Virginia first, then Duke on the last day of the regular season. Those are both quad one win opportunities for them. I don't know if they can get in with both of those. I know they can't get in without either of them. If they lose both, then the discussion is over, and they have to go chase the automatic bid in the ACC tournament. And the only way they catch the NCAA tournament is if they get it. But if they win those two games, then they're alive relative to being selected. But I still think they probably have to do some significant things in the ACC tournament. New Mexico in trouble after last night's loss at Boise State. I think they need to achieve something down the stretch in order to get in. Wisconsin perpetually in trouble, but on the right side now after last night's victory.
Yeah, I had them last night, Whiskey, plus one in the coal. Real quick, I got 30 seconds respectfully. Who do you think wins the St. Mary's Gonzaga game Saturday?
I think the Zags are ready for a little revenge. They get it at home. I think and it really will impact the Zag seeding if they don't get it. So I think they go out and chase that game and win it.
And my Hoosiers get whacked in Mackey.
It's gonna be tough. They're gonna want that one. You know, they're gonna want that one back after the game they lost at Assembly Hall earlier in the month.
All right, Mike, thanks so much. Always a pleasure. And sell your guns. I don't know why you still keep those under the cap.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Carver High, off the DeCourcy interview. Let's get back into those late night West Coast games.
Yeah, the late night left coast tips. Let's do it here. Long Beach State is at the Gauchos tonight in the Big West, 5.5 for them. San Diego visits Gonzaga, the heavy lumber with the double deuce and a half. Washington State is in Palo Alto tonight against Stanford. Portland visits the Dons in San Francisco, and Riverside gets to take that nice long flight out to paradise to take on Hawaii late night.
You know, they're not bad, either of those teams, so I think that's going to be a great game. Yeah. I'd lean Hawaii there. I think the Dons will handle Portland. I'm on Stanford in Palo Alto to win outright, and it was -2 this morning. I'm cool with that, too. I think Gonzaga is going to rip San Diego to pieces. That one looks to me like 30 or 40 points.
Yeah,
I know, San Diego covered their last game, though, and burned me, but I don't think that happens tonight. And I still have to lean Gauchos here. More likely to win. The 5.5 scares me because they just have been falling apart. They've been falling apart. Now, they're a 20-win team that's crumbling right now. And they need to get their shack together. And tonight's the night. You got to beat Long Beach at home, or you're in big trouble, Mister. Going toward the, playoffs,
big conference West tournament.
Tourney. Because they're not playing good basketball.
And it didn't make the board, but the Anteaters, who are playing good, laying 13.5 against California San Diego. We love the Anteaters on Coast to Coast.
Oh, they're going to roll, and they're playing great. That was the team. They just went to Santa Barbara and beat the Gauchos by 11 easily.
Yep. So there you go. That is your night in college basketball. Let's make it happen for the late night crew. We will come back. I've got golf for you. I've got NBA back tonight. More to do in the next hour.
I think those West Coast games are way more exciting than East Coast games.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.